You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. So for today, I'm going to be asking you, are you really suffering from a lot of little problems? Let me explain. So doesn't it seem like life brings you one little hiccup after another? It's often easy to stay busy fixing one small challenge after another. Our lives or work can get consumed with the little nuisances coming at us. But we'd still rather have a bunch of small manageable problems, right? Well, I'm going to ask you to examine that today. You see, on the surface, little problems seem small and unrelated, and one little challenge after another can consume our entire focus. Often, however, what we're missing is that there's actually a bigger issue to tackle. Focusing on one little snafu after another does nothing more than shift your attention away from the solution that could actually alter your entire circumstance. So as a for instance, I have a client I've been working with for a while. At the start of each session, he would describe the current challenge. The team missed this deadline. There was a mistake on this project and no one caught it. We had planned to have a celebratory lunch together, but we had an emergency. I didn't have time to exercise. I have no clothes that fit right now and I didn't get out to buy any. The full focus was on fixing each little issue as it popped up, or at least taking the time to complain about it. So I knew they were all connected, but he didn't. Not yet, anyway. So his time was consumed with these seemingly unrelated but constant small hiccups. One day, as he described yet another minor frustration, I popped out of my chair and I said, "Hold that thought. I'll be right back." I went out into the waiting room and asked the receptionist where they kept decorative vases or containers. And, you know, I was just looking. I knew what I was looking for and I knew I'd know it when I saw it. So she pointed me in the direction of some cabinets in the kitchen and I perused everything they had really quickly. And to my delight, I found the perfect visual that I was looking for. It was this beautiful crystal basket. It had probably originally been delivered filled with a bouquet of flowers. I brought it back into his office and set it in the center of his conference table without saying a word. You know, adding a little drama. "So what's this?" he inquired. "It's a basket," I replied with a smile. He was puzzled, so I didn't keep him in suspense. I went on to explain. All of the minor frustrations, snafus, challenges that monopolized his focus each week were the cause of a much bigger problem. Looking at them as separate issues was precluding him from working on the real issue because all of his time, energy, creative focus was aimed towards each of the little challenges. Also, it was diverting his pain. The pain was more involved on the little snafu. So a tiny little pain and frustration here, another little pain focus there. So there was just a constant low level of frustration, but aimed in all kinds of different directions. However, pull all that pain together and you've got the motivation to tackle a really big issue. So it was time for him to muster the strength and tenacity to attack the real issue. You see, he and his entire team were working without any margin, and I'm talking about margin of time. I have never seen a tighter schedule anywhere. They literally have their appointments scheduled to the minute. There is no room for adjustment, no room for a client showing up late. He's one client, my only client ever, where I know for a fact I will finish on time. It doesn't matter what we're covering at the end of a session. When that clock hits our designated time, we are done and I'm walking out the door on the dot. As a matter of fact, he often gets antsy about 7 minutes before the end. I feel his energy begin to shift to the next task at hand, and I kind of sense his focus shifting as well. So working this tight means that any emergency, any snafu, any challenge, anything that goes around or outside the boundaries of those tight schedules creates a huge inconvenience. because they have to finagle and work around the schedule, and it creates this ripple effect. Working this tight means that any emergency, any snafu, anything that moves them out or around their designated times for schedule requires hours of finagling with schedules to move things. And the ripple effect is felt for weeks or months. And I am not exaggerating. 1 week they lost power for a day and a half. Now, yes, that is a huge inconvenience for any business. But weeks later, I am talking weeks, probably more than a month and a half later, they were still feeling the pain of that outage. They still hadn't kind of rallied and come back to normal after that day and a half because there was no margin to allow for a swift shift of workload or appointments. So they were still feeling the pain weeks later. So this beautiful crystal basket was to become the symbol of the bucket in which he must add every little challenge. He needed to start feeling the full brunt and pain of the real issue rather than the small pain of each tiny consequence. So you see, his focus was all on the minor consequences of the bigger issue rather than the big thing he really needed to tackle. It really brings to mind that old saying, he could not see the forest for the trees. It's the first time I really saw into a life that was living it nonstop. So think about it. Wasn't seeing the forest for the trees. So each tree was his little challenge, his little snafu, and he never saw the bigger picture. So for the first few weeks after I set this crystal basket on his conference table, I had to keep reminding him because he'd still want to tell me about his current challenge. And I would say, yep, that happened because you have no margin. That must be frustrating. That happens when you have no wiggle room in your schedule. This too is because you're too tightly scheduled. I would point out ways that a problem could be so much smaller if they had more time to deal with it. I wish I could describe in detail to really give you the feel. And some of you might be running a life with this little margin. It's just the worst case that I've ever seen. But so the smallest snafu, like a client coming 15 minutes late, created this ripple effect that they couldn't come back from. It was just a big recovery period. So I pointed out where he would describe a visit with a relative as a drudgery, not because he was reluctant to see them, but because he was overwhelmed by the thought of another drain on his time. So it was even filtering into his life too. So everything became overwhelm, any addition, like, shoot, I've already crammed too much life into my life. And so now a visit from a relative from out of town that should be something to celebrate and look forward to became a drudgery because, oh no, I'm already so overwhelmed. How will I fit that in? That was his overriding thought about anything. So slowly he began to see the crystal basket, while not as masculine as the other items in his office, became an important visual to help him begin to see the smaller issues as interconnected. He began to help build the motivation he needed to tackle that larger problem rather than focusing on all the smaller consequences. A focus on these little things could consume his time, but would never transform his situation. So I want to ask you to do a little evaluation. Where are you doing the same thing? So your larger issue may not be time, but I do want to ask you where you might be focusing on the small consequences of poor decisions or a lack of self-discipline. Is there a place in your life or work where it is time to shift your focus to a larger issue that is creating the ongoing chaos? Is your monthly struggle to pay your rent or mortgage the result of a larger spending issue? Are you perhaps shifting too many resources to smoking, gambling, or unnecessary shopping? Is your inability to find time to grocery shop, take a leisurely walk, or soak in a hot tub the result of your people-pleasing tendencies? So that would be your bigger issue you need to tackle, rather than complaining about not having time? Are the struggles that you have with your team, significant other, or kids the result of your lack of integrity overall? Do you fail to keep your promises? Or perhaps the larger issue is your anger. I mean, I don't know what it is for you, obviously, but you might. Maybe not today, but when you start to take a look, you may. So start to pay attention to the little struggles and kind of follow that chain back. What is causing it? What causes each? And is there a common theme? Do you need to start bucketing all of the pain that you feel from the tiny little challenges, snafus, frustrations, and bucket it to motivate you to create a change, a transformation in that bigger thing? So package the emotion and frustration and begin to ignite the desire to tackle that bigger issue rather than the ongoing smaller consequences. It is time to truly transform your circumstance, and that is how you do it. So let me give you your kind of action step for today. Stop and take a look. And if you don't know what your challenges have been over the last few weeks, start today and move forward. Start to keep track, even if you need to keep a little journal and have a little visual. Start to think about, you know what? This little thing that keeps happening is caused by this bigger issue. And start to tackle that one instead. I encourage you to do that because that's what truly transforms a life or work. And you know what? If you need help, let me help you. Shoot me a message and let's schedule a time to talk. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then go to submit your question. Those come directly to me. You can send me a question or just tell me, help, I need help. Please help me. I would love to help you. And you know what? Mention that you heard this on the episode and I'll provide a 15% discount on your first month of coaching. How would that be? Would that ignite a little fire and get you moving in the right direction? I want to help you defeat drama in your work and your life. And I can help you. If you're not aware of what is the connection between all your little challenges and snafus, I can help you figure it out swiftly. And then we can create some action steps that get you moving in the right direction. So send me a message and let's get to work. And in the meantime, if you've enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would do the three S's. So the first one is subscribe. If you haven't already subscribe to this podcast, do so that you don't miss any future episodes. The next is submit. Submit a review so that other people can find this podcast, and also submit your current drama challenge. Remember, I'll provide customized solutions on a future episode. To do that, go to defeatthedrama.com, go to the podcast tab, and then click submit your question. You can record your current challenge or shoot me a message and I'll provide those customized solutions. And the last one is support. I truly am on a mission to defeat drama one person, one business, one family at a time. And so if you find value here, don't forget to share with other people. I would so appreciate it. Shoot a message to your colleagues or any list that you're on, or use the old-fashioned method of picking up the phone and calling someone or having a face-to-face conversation. Let them know the value that you found and let's get some more people listening so that we can all live in a world that is free of drama. All right, until next time, make it a great day.